Chile and the Champ.
What up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Chile and the Champ. I'm your host, the Chile, along with the homie Paul Wall.
What's up, baby?
What up, Goot?
Hello.
That's all you gonna say?
Yeah.
All right,
I
man.
I'm gonna say hello.
Well,
Chile,
thank you.
And the Champ with Goot Hefner.
That's what I'm talking about, man. So what's up, everybody? How y'all had? How was y'all's weekend, man?
Blessed. Another great blessed week.
But that's what I'm talking about, Goot.
Good, man. Watch the Astros. Kicked the Dodgers' ass 2 out of 3 games. So, you know, it's just like old times, man.
Hell yeah, man. But the only crappy thing about the Astros right now is all the injuries they're having, man.
Well, man, I'm glad it's happening now, man. So that way by the end of the year, we'll be all, you know, everybody be healed up. The good thing is we're just that strong and powerful of a team that we're missing 3 starters right now. We're still winning, man. You got to think about that. 2 middle infielders. Altuve, he's hurt. Correa, he's hurt. Springer just got hurt again this weekend. We got him back for 3 games, and then he got hurt, but he hurt his thumb. And then McCullers got hurt. He's gone till September.
The Iceman,
Paul Wall, you ain't hurt.
No, I'm just talking about, you know, McCullers, you know, he got that ice.
Yeah.
Cold as ice.
Hell yeah. I mean, who got traded?
Giles.
Giles?
Ken Giles. That's a very
the fans were happy to see that.
Nah, man, you know what? They would have been happy to see it. They were upset because they actually traded for a guy who's was charged with domestic abuse, man. He's a great young talent.
Don't tell me we're starting. You talking about that?
Ozuna. His name's Ozuna.
Like the reggaeton artist Ozuna.
Yeah, but this guy he's about the same age and everything. But just like.
So we're becoming like confused. The Dallas Cowboys of baseball. Is that what you're telling me?
You know what? Hey, let me tell you something. The Astros have never been that type of organization. I still refuse to believe that they would not have signed this guy without checking the facts. Now, mind you, he did get suspended for 81 games. Yeah. He served his suspension. He came back Sunday. He hasn't pitched a game for the Astros. We'll probably see him coming up in the series against the Giants. But at the end of the day, man, he went to court. He pled not guilty. So I don't know, man. Like, the Astros have to know something that we don't know. They have information that we're not privy to, I'm sure, because they've never been that type of organization, man. We actually cut somebody this year.
Yeah, it was like that. On the minor leagues, right?
Yes, he beat the shit out of his wife, his girlfriend in the stairwell.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
So I heard the clubhouse is divided right now, to be honest,
But I mean, you know what? Everybody deserves a second chance. I'm going to say that. I don't agree with spousal abuse or anything like that. But you know what? Everybody makes mistakes.
You know, one thing that's been brought up by this is that, you know, they're afraid that they don't want the players to be punished too much for the spousal abuse. Like, they don't want them to be banned because they feel like in the future that's going to silence somebody who's getting beat up, because they don't, if you speak out, that's going to jeopardize your livelihood, not only for right at the moment, but for your children and yourself going forward. So that's one of the biggest fears, is that if they all the way ban or boycott a player from spousal abuse, then what you're going to do is you're going to silence the future victims and the current victims from speaking out. Because if they speak out, they don't want their husbands, they want it to stop, but they don't want their husbands to lose the livelihood to be able to take care of their bills. That's the argument being said. That's not me saying that. That's the argument that's being said about that.
And that what happened to Ray Rice, you know what I'm saying? Like, from the NFL.
But he's done. He's banned. He's out of there. Yeah. He'll never be able to come back. But I think that was kind of unfair.
It was unfair.
That was captured on video, man. There's no way around that.
No, I mean, we all know something happened.
Oh, yeah. But you saw it on TV. That's why. It was 10 times worse because you were able to see it.
I mean, you see them entering the elevator, and then he's carrying her. So,
you see him knock her out.
That too, yeah.
So, I mean, it's just like, but it's worse when you see it.
Yeah.
I can say, man, I whooped his ass. I just, you know, whatever. And then you actually see a video and we're stomping the shit out of somebody. And it's just like, damn, y'all did them like that? It's worse. You know, I think the video was 10 times worse than just saying, oh, he beat his girlfriend. Well, how bad? Well, we don't know. Oh,
yeah.
She had a busted lip. Well,
but even when they have pictures, they're still like, you know, sometimes they don't, you know, like, they give athletes a break, man. That's, you know. Celebrities get a different kind of break.
But, man, then too, man, this, when I know situations where women have beat themselves up, hit themselves, there was something that just happened like that where I forgot who the guy was, but the girl said that he threatened to kill me and all this and that, and they kicked him out.
It was like a college game, I think. Or something like that.
I don't know, but it was a guy that lost a lot of money. And the sad thing about it is, man,
for the Raiders.
Happened. Okay, that's what it was. The Raiders.
A corner for the Raiders.
And so they cut him. He got messed up through the NFL, lost all his money, lost endorsements.
No, this dude from the Raiders is suing the girl because
But what could he possibly
she cost
get?
Him millions because he could have been a first round draft.
But what could
because
he possibly
that,
get from her? Like honestly.
Well, for the listeners, what came out? What came out that she was making it up?
Yeah, it came out.
She admitted that she was making it all up.
Yeah.
Now it's costing
because he was breaking up with her.
Right.
Yeah,
so he's breaking up with
so
her.
She created like some
fake story.
Yeah, fake story, and he got arrested.
But she only came out because he had lost all that money. She felt bad.
Yeah,
you know the greed in people's hearts sometimes, the sickness that's in people's hearts to get over on you. That's something that we all can attest that we've seen firsthand of people, male and female, who will make up story. We know people like Goo. We know people who have multiple baby daddies for the same baby. You know what I'm saying?
There's people out there that do,
we know all of this as a whole. Like, I know all kind of people who get over in so many different ways.
Damn.
That it's like, you know, it's like, where do you draw the line?
Man, remind me not to date any of your female friends.
That's so funny. You got to strap up.
Man, I'm already broke. They ain't going to get nothing out of me. But that's crazy, man. You know, so the Astros, that's what's going on. Altuve's, what's Altuve?
He hurt his back.
His back?
Yeah.
Okay, because I saw yesterday that he was trying to jog.
I think he might have pulled the hamstring or something, man.
Yeah. Paul's got pneumonia.
Oh, yeah, because
Paul's got pneumonia.
Correa hurt his back.
This is the first time I've seen Paul cough that bad, bro.
That's the gateway. That's that gateway, man.
Dude, he's turning red, bro.
Paul's crossing over that gate. Oh.
Just go away from the light, Paul.
Don't do it. Oh, it only gets worse from here.
Man, so it was a big weekend. NFL, football's back. The Hall of Fame inductees and everything. A lot of big positive things came out of there. You know, you had, I think what everybody's talking more is Randy Moss, man. Did
Randy
y'all
Moss
see that?
With his tie, yep.
Yeah, and his tie.
He had all the names of all the African, all the victims. I don't want to just say African Americans or blacks or anything. I said of all the victims that that have been lost to unnecessary force, lethal force, shootings. Unarmed black man that got shot and everything. So
right, and he made it in a statement. He made a statement to the family member saying that, you know, you're not forgotten. That we all are here with you. The nation is standing with you for that. And I think that just, you know, a lot of times when, you know, not only people who lost their lives, you know, that they talking about who's on the tie, but just in general, like when someone dies, it's just a few different levels of stages that we go through, and you know, how we mourn them. You know what I'm saying? But after a while, if somebody or something is not being done to uplift or, you know, uphold their memory or their legacy, then sometimes, a lot of times, it falls off, or people feel forgotten about. The family members feel forgotten about, you know, when they see things being happen, and they'd be like, well, what about us? You know, so, you know, it did speak, you know, very powerful to the family members.
Yep.
that they're not being forgotten.
I mean, it was like I didn't watch it because I'm having my issues with the NFL right now because of the same thing, you know, like the whole Kaepernick thing, which I think is kind of BS the way they're doing them. So I'm like, football's kind of like, you know, whatever. And then I saw that on the news, you know, I was like, whoa, that was pretty dope, man, because he did use his platform and he said, I'm not here talking about this or that. I'm just bringing awareness to, you know, want to let the family members know, hey, man, you're not alone. We're still with y'all, you know? So that was pretty perfectly said the way he said it. And so, man, hopefully everybody, I'm wondering, man, where I can get one of those ties, man, you know? Because if they can market that tie and sell it and proceeds go to, you know, like a fund to help families out of victims or something like that, you know, that'd be pretty dope.
Yep. What about your boy, man? He took him to church, man. I wasn't really into his speech too much.
Oh, Ray Lewis?
Yeah,
I didn't even know.
This motherfucker, instead of standing behind a podium and delivering a speech,
was he doing his dance?
Man, he put on his headphones, his Janet Jackson little microphone.
Yeah.
And his ass gave a goddamn speech.
Was he being like a motivational speaker?
Like a motivational speaker, yep.
Oh, okay, I get you. Look, Paul. I know what Paul went and got. I know what he went and got.
He was being
I know what Paul went and got.
Hold up.
At this time, I'd like to announce one of our first sponsors to the Chile and the Champ with Goo Hefner podcast, which is Rocky Patel Premium Cigars by Ray Lewis, Legends 52.
Sign.
He said one of our songs.
So you got those during Super Bowl whenever they had it at TV Johnny's, because he was at TV Johnny's, right?
Yeah, he had a hell of a it's a hell of a Super Bowl party. One of the first big events over there at Johnny Dang and Company.
It's very successful. So, nobody was stabbed that day.
Right. For real. For real. That's how you got to gauge events, though. There was no fights. No. What happened? What was the worst thing that happened? Okay, it was a good event. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. You know, I like cigars, man, but I would not take one cigar from here, Paul.
Yeah, that's why they've been in that box.
Yeah, man, because you got to put this in the vault, man. Because, you know, when people come visit, them motherfuckers don't have no, they don't respect nothing, man.
But what about Terrell Owens? What you think about that?
Man, you know, it was
On the one knee crying?
No.
He was crying by the cooler or something like that?
No.
Because, you know,
Terrell Owens was the one who go down to Canton to give his speech. He went somewhere else. I think he went to Mississippi somewhere. I can't remember. But he was protesting the fact that his numbers, he should have been the first Battle of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's voted on by the sports writers, right?
Which a lot of them didn't like him.
They didn't like him. So, long story short, he went and gave his speech somewhere else, and he said a lot of people thought he was protesting to what the NFL was doing.
Yeah.
He said it wasn't that. I'm protesting that y'all got these people
out of touch people
and getting upset, and they're using that against. So he was basically saying, I don't want anybody else to go what I had to endure. Don't endure what I had to endure by waiting because they didn't like me to find whatever percentage of voters it is to say, all right, well, we like him enough. So they really just didn't look at the stats. They just like, man, I don't like him. I ain't voting for him. But he should have been, honestly, been the first or second. Worst case. The thing about it is today they announced the sports writers want to establish a rule, which would be called the Terrell Owens rule, that if you get voted into the Hall of Fame, you have to go and give your speech in Canton.
Oh, that's bullshit. Yeah, that's that bullshit I'm talking about. Because, so he basically just blasted them, and now they're like, that's just BS, man. And that's what I'm talking about, man. There's a lot of out-of-touch reporters out there that they got too much power. And then they want to hide behind the stats. But Terrell Owens had better stats than a lot of people that were in the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
That played his position. So they want to hide behind he ain't got no Super Bowl ring, so that's why. So in order, everybody that wins a Super Bowl ring is going to go to the Hall of Fame, basically.
They said he's at worst the third best receiver in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
At worst, the third best. So. Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least he went in with Randy Moss, Ray Lewis, who else? I don't even know.
They just didn't like him as a person. That's what he's saying. You didn't they overlooked my accomplishments. They didn't like me as a person.
Well, one thing that I didn't like was that, of course, yeah, Randy Moss. I hate that they went in together because then they get compared to each other.
Yeah.
You know, who was better or what. And that's not what the Hall of Fame is about. So I hate that, you know, I hate the comparisons or, you know, that's the only thing I hate that they end this together. But that being said, you know, every Hall of Fame, and they're going to be at least one receiver. So, of course, there's going to be somebody else in there. But, you know, that being said, hello.
All right. What do y'all think? J.J. Watt, first round ballot? Hall of Famer or?
Man, I don't know.
Whenever he retires, y'all think he's going to be a first round?
I think he has about 2-3 more seasons.
No, I'm not saying now. I'm just saying whenever he's up for it.
No, I'm saying I think I would have to see him play like two. Right now, I would say no, unfortunately, because he got hurt and all this stuff. So I would say no, not yet.
He did have some Hall of Fame seasons, but maybe not enough. I think he's Hall of Fame worthy.
Yeah, but not a first round.
Andre Johnson?
Andre Johnson definitely first round.
For sure.
Hands down, he's got to be.
If he doesn't, that'll be like the biggest.
Bro, I mean, because again, he stayed in trouble. I mean, he stayed out of trouble.
He was a perfect example. Off the field.
And it seems as though that's why I don't think, like, if Ocho Cinco, he'll probably never get in. Because he was the asshole. And,
yeah.
You know, so they're going to overlook him.
But they like him more than Terrell, so he might have a chance.
I don't know why, though, man. Like, bro, how you Terrell Owens, though? That's like not getting.
No, but you know why? It's because Ocho Cinco was, he wasn't as controversial, like, a-hole-wise. You know what I'm saying? He would give the media a show. He was like an entertainer, you know? So I think that's why Ocho Cinco has a. You know, he'll be in there. I'm not worried about him. He'll be good. But, you know, so a lot of crazy stuff going down, man. So, you know, we'll see what happens, man. Football season. Are y'all Are y'all watching NFL?
Nah, I'll probably watch it a little bit. I'm not going to be into it. But not because, you know, the only reason is because it's, I got pissed off about how they played last season when Watson got hurt. It just was like.
Are you talking about just the Texans?
Yeah, I'm talking about just the Texans in general. Yeah, I'm just not. So I guess what I'm saying is I'm not going to make sure I go to church early to come home and watch the 12 o'clock game. You know, I'll go to church and then come home late and watch it. Because I used to, like, wake up early. I go to church every Sunday. So I'm, like, waking up early so I can come home, cook, watch the game. Now I'm just like, I really don't give a shit, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, if you see me at a Texans game, it's gonna be a miracle, man. I'd rather just watch them at home this season.
We gotta get hyped up now. If we go 4-0, we're gonna start getting hyped up. Now, all this, we're not saying this to say, you know, because I know some listeners gonna say, "Oh, well, you a fair weather fan?" No, we diehard fans for sure. Well, what you saying is that, you know, we're not getting too excited. It's the preseason.
Tired of being disappointed, man.
Right.
I was disappointed about the Rockets had the best season on earth, number one seed, and they just smoked it.
Man, you know, it just happens, man.
But, yeah, that's why I'm just thinking, I'm still fucking with my Astros right now, man.
But we're still competing, though. We're still in there. You know what I'm saying?
Who?
Like the Rockets. They're still, like, competing, you know what I'm saying? Before, it was like, oh, we had a great season, but we didn't make playoffs. You know, so, I mean, we're good.
We always have the same problem with all our sports. It's always if we can stay healthy. And it's so sad, and it's tough to be a fan where your success on the season relies on being healthy. You know what I'm saying? And it's tough as a fan because there's nothing you can do but just sit back and watch.
I mean, I'm excited, man. I football is my sport, man, but I just – some of the stuff that's been going on, like Jerry Jones telling the players, you know, like, it's mandatory for you to stay in, like, not giving them the option.
You know, it's bad when the NFL tells you stop talking about that.
Yeah.
The NFL came out and told Jerry Jones, stop talking about that.
Well, you know, he's going to keep talking because he's rich and nobody can tell him anything. That's what
the NFL told him.
But you know what?
How? It's too many owners. I mean, because if the owners pile up against you, then you're pretty much fucked.
Yeah, but you know, like, I'm just not – I'm, like, disappointed. Really, I'm really disappointed is on Dak Prescott, like the players for the Cowboys. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not. I don't expect nothing less from a Cowboy football player, man.
You know, but I'm just sitting there going, man.
I'm not shocked at all. I'm appalled that you're shocked, Chile.
No, I'm disappointed. I said, I'm not shocked. Remember, we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys, man.
Okay.
Jerry Jones used to party with Michael Irvin, and they do coke or whatever. It's the rumors I heard. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. But the thing that I'm more is like, all the efforts that Kaepernick did, you know, basically cost him his career in the NFL, speaking out, bring awareness of everything. And then a lot of players turned their back on him, you know. They shitted on him. And then the only reason they wanted to take a knee was because the president said something about the players. Then everybody wants to unite.
But let me ask you this. Do you think that the players – turn their back on him, or do you think the players just said, man, if they got rid of his ass, shit, they'll just do
doesn't
the same
matter,
thing to
man.
Me.
Without it every player matter. United, there's no NFL.
But it does matter.
Oh, no, we've been through this already. Everybody's like, man, I got bills to pay and stuff like that, so they're going we've been through that already.
That's like, shit, if, I mean, whatever.
No, but, you know, it's just that was my whole thing, and that's why I'm kind of, like, disappointed on them, that they kind of backed their owner up. Instead of speaking against, like the Texans players, they spoke against the owner. You know, they showed that they were not happy with his comments and everything. And, you know, now you...
The motherfuckers ain't kneel, though.
Huh?
None of the Texans kneeled.
Yeah, but they...
Protested, so, I mean, shit, it don't matter. Actions speak louder than words, period.
Well, no, I know. Dwayne Brown spoke against it, and that's why he's not in there no more.
His ass wasn't here either.
And that's the homie. I'm a big fan of Dwayne Brown.
He got his ass smooth about it.
But he went to where...
He went to Seattle. It didn't help him.
No, he made Pro Bowl. He only played... He missed
he got
8
hurt,
games.
Though. Didn't he get hurt?
No, he missed 8 games when he was protesting.
Like, didn't he get hurt?
No.
I thought he got hurt.
No, he was played. He played.
Are you sure he didn't get hurt?
No, he was playing. Okay. You're talking about two seasons before or something like that.
And I'm talking when he got traded. And you know he got hurt. Like, no, so he got traded. I thought he got hurt.
No, it was funny because everybody was talking about how he was auditioning when he came back the 8th game to play for the Texans. Everybody was calling it his addition to the Seattle because the next week they traded him to Seattle.
They got him up out of here.
Yeah, man. But I'm glad he's at a good place where he's happy and everything. So, you know, a lot of crazy stuff in sports, man. So, Paul, man, what's up with you, man? Anything you want to bring to the table? I know you got your big event coming out of the Paul Wall Day.
Yes, sir. We got our annual back-to-school drive coming up. It's August 19th. It's Sunday, so mark your calendar Sunday, August 19th, from 1 to 6, I think. And, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Bring some backpacks. Bring some donations. Come out, have a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was actually at one yesterday. My homeboys for a car club, Lowrider Car Club, Majestic Car Club in Houston. They had one yesterday, and then they were like, man, come and play music for us, you know. So I went and I played. Let me tell you, man, it's hot out there, but it was good to see a lot of people. Car clubs showed up.
You know, the great thing about our event is going to be indoors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not AC. Only are we accepting backpacks, but we will have backpacks to give away. We're planning on having over 200 backpacks there.
That's what's up.
So, you know, they will have, you know, some supplies in them. So we just want everybody to come out and enjoy themselves. It's going to be indoors. We'll have music. We're going to have a dentist. We have a dentistry there.
I'm going to have to get my grill checked up in that
month. You can get your free haircut, Chile.
Your free haircut.
Because, you know, school does start. Some schools start next week.
That's what tripped me out.
Yes, it's starting early. I don't think it's starting early.
No.
It just varies. They always stagger it like that. It varies from district to district, just depending on where. Also, the address is 2201 Preston.
2201 Preston.
That's right.
So what made you want to do this? Like, what?
It's something we've been doing for a while. Shout out to PAP. It's just something we've been doing for a while. My mother was a school teacher for 30 years. So, you know, being a child, we didn't grow up having anything. You know, we didn't have any school clothes, or, you know, I didn't have no Jordans or none of that. I had school supplies because my mom was a teacher. But other than that, you know, I was struggling in the clothes department. So, you know, it's just something you got to get excited about school for. And I just think back to, you know, my favorite rappers, if they would have gave me a backpack or they would have gave me a pair of socks or something, I would have been proud to wear that, proud to go to school. You know what I'm saying? I would have been excited about school starting, because I know, you know, so it's one thing that I got to salute to everybody who gets involved every year. Every year, Zero drops off a bunch of backpacks. Lil Kiki always drops off backpacks. Slim Thug always drops off backpacks. So, you know, that being said, you know, these staples in the Houston community, along with myself, when we, you know, when a kid gets a backpack or some school supplies, I want them to be proud of that. I want them to mark their calendars every year to get excited about school being started. Because if you don't have school supplies or you don't have your school clothes together, sometimes it can be embarrassing when you go to school. So, you know, I want them to be proud to go to school, not be, you know, saying not just, you know, yeah, for sure.
And I remember, man, when they were like, it's crazy because the older I was getting, every grade level that I would have to go, you know how the schools give you a list and they tell you, oh, you can buy this at the Kroger's or the Fiesta. It trips me out how it was like $80, you know.
For the entire list?
Yeah, for the entire list.
And then you're like buying Kleenex for other kids and shit, right?
And I'm like, man, you know, you shouldn't have to. There's a lot of people can't even afford $20. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think it's a list, but I don't think that
you everything.
For a fact, everybody. I know a bunch of people that don't buy that. They have that shit. They just buy what they can. And I mean, it's not a requirement. I just think they're asking for it. If you can bring it, you know. But they're not going to deny you.
They're not going to kick you out of school.
Kick you out of school because you ain't get no. You ain't get no Kleenex.
But see,
you can't blow your nose.
But see, the messed up thing about it. But the messed up thing about it is that they tell you like, okay, everybody, bring your Kleenex to your box of Kleenex that you brought, and the kid that doesn't go up there, you know, they didn't bring it kind of can get them embarrassed.
Yeah,
you know,
but if that kid's coming in there with some damn Jordans, brand new Jordans and shit on, damn Kleenex, come on, man, you gotta people gotta get their priorities straight. At the end of the day, I'm gonna tell you something. At the end of the day, it's some people who really can't afford it, and it's just some parents who just sorry as hell and rather spend money on bullshit. Period.
No, I get you on that.
No, so I mean, bro, because just to be honest, $80, bro, that ain't no hell of a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? If you already know what you got to get, it ain't a lot of money. $80 just ain't a lot of money, bro. If you don't have $80, Lord have mercy, I pray for you. And
keep praying, because I ain't got $80.
Damn loud, Chile.
I don't.
But if I told you school started in 2 weeks, you're going to find a way to get $80 if you just had to, if your child needed it.
Man, if my child needed it, man, you know what? This might sound whatever, y'all can make fun of me or everything, but I'm buying some knee pads and you'll find me in a corner making that money, bro.
Hey, man, you got to do what you got to do.
But it's for my kids. If it's for my kids, you're going to do whatever you got to do.
So I'm saying, I'm just really just being funny, but I'm not being funny about your kids coming to school iced up, fresh J's, but don't have the whole short on school supplies, or you coming up with a Louis Vuitton backpack or a Gucci bag and want to sit there and argue with the teacher about why you got to buy all this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can't You can't look like $1 million and
you know what? But I got to give it up to the teachers that are going out of their way, out of their own pocket. They're buying a lot of school supplies. There's a lot of those teachers.
Don't get me wrong. There are a lot of kids that need it, man. There are a lot of parents that, and I'm not talking about the parents that are out there working hard just to make ends meet. I'm talking about the parents who just don't give a shit about nobody but themselves, you know. Yeah. And I know a bunch of parents like that personally. You know, they sit there and complain about this and that, but then they want to post up them in the club with a bottle or post themselves up at Nobu's. Man, I went to Nobu's and I had a stroke. It's a new restaurant, sushi restaurant. Oh. It's they got one by the Galleria. Man, I went up in there. That shit cost. Oh yeah, I got that bill. I was like, Lord have mercy. Bro, the food was good, but it wasn't that damn good.
Yeah, I mean,
That's like an anniversary.
Like
date.
A Taste of Texas type of deal.
Shit, man.
When you go like, once every.
Nah, it's worse than Taste of Texas.
That bad?
Bro, yes. It's bad.
Man, I'm glad y'all.
It's
one.
It's kind of like a la carte. You know, like you buy it a la carte. Like you just buy like 5 or 6 different little things. Meals and everybody kind of just picks a little piece from here and there.
Like 5 different people or?
However many people you bought, the more people you have.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like it was like kind of like.
So if it's 2 people, how much is it? It's $200?
Yeah, $200. Easy.
So what you're saying, is if you can go out to eat at Nobu, then you can at least have your kids' school supplies on time. Exactly. That's what you're saying.
You know why they call it Nobu? Because if my boo comes and asks me, I say, no boo, we not eating this. No boo. And that's the truth. Shit. That's a good name for a restaurant. No boo. Hey, no, well, we eating at the. No, no boo. We no not boo. Eating there.
man, who owns that shit? I don't know who owns the restaurant.
Mr. Child, maybe?
I don't know. Robert De Niro, if that was a restaurant Robert De Niro owned that he banned Trump from. You know, he.
Right.
He banned Trump from all of his restaurants.
Damn.
He don't want him in there. He said he's banned from all the restaurants.
Well, you know, Trump only eats McDonald's anyway. It's not like he's going to miss it. You know?
He scared somebody going to poison him, they say.
Yeah. He's very paranoid about that.
Yeah.
Just like the
Well, yo, what happened? Paul,
he must ain't go to the McDonald's that we go to. Because they spin your food, drop it on the ground, put nut in it, all kind of shit, put pubes in it.
Man,
so,
he probably going to. Like,
no way he going
to jump into a McDonald's and Secret Service jump straight in the back.
Yeah, and cook
and,
it for
and watch them and watch them cook his food. Yeah.
He probably got the chef
Paul, what
from
did
the
you
White
see?
House.
What did you see? What did you send us? I didn't get a chance to read it about his star or some shit.
The Hollywood Walk of Fame. I was trying to find the final verdict because they voted on it today. They have never removed.
What are you talking about? Oh, okay.
His Hollywood star keeps being defaced. They keep replacing it.
Oh, yeah, get vandalized.
But this time, the last guy brought an axe pick. And like a pickaxe or whatever, and it was like tearing it up and messed it all up.
What they're doing is they're trying to vote to remove his star. They've never, they've never removed a star ever in the history of the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Where they gonna put it?
No, they're just gonna permanently remove it.
Oh, shit.
They say the reason why is because of his immigrant policy, his how he split the families up, his treatment of women, his misogyny, all just everything over there. That's what they're saying. The reason why they want to remove his star.
Let's be honest. The reason they're doing this because it's costing the city money or whoever to replace.
I wonder what the cost is to replace it. I wonder what that is.
I thought it was privately owned.
Yeah, you know, I think it's like a board. It's a board of people.
Yeah, but remember, they charge you like $1,500 to get it.
They say it's the West Hollywood. Where I guess I don't know if maybe that's where the star is or that's who handles the whole thing, but that's where they're voting on it at in West Hollywood because they were supposedly voting on it today. You know, part of me is like, it's crazy for them to do that. Like, it just, when you take how I personally feel about Trump, if I take that out the equation, it's crazy to say they were taking your. That's the one thing they don't think they're gonna remove the star. One of the arguments is because they don't want it to be on those merits because a lot of the other people who have stars also have done things that are crazy. Yeah. They like Kevin Spacey or Harvey Weinstein, all those type of people. You know, Bill Cosby. All these people, they don't want it to be a slippery slope where a lot of the people who are voting on whether or not it's gonna get removed. They got skeletons in their closet they're afraid of, and they're like, well, if we just continue our no stars shall ever be removed, then they don't have to worry about their stars being touched. But the other thing that's crazy to me is that he's the president. So it's crazy to me, like, damn, we always hate the president. You know, other than when Obama was here, sometimes we loved him, sometimes we hated him. But, you know, we usually always hate the president. So, you know, it kind of like – man, and we see all the stuff that is going on now. Is he going to be impeached? They keep saying, nah, he ain't, you know, he going to go the whole ride. You're going to have to take him down. He ain't going to walk out the door. You're going to have to kick him out. So, yeah. You know, I don't know if he going to get impeached or none of that. But, you know, some of this stuff is crazy to see that, damn, man, you know, part of it is we want to see people stand up for what they, you know, believe in, you know, whatever, and stand up for what's right. If it's right, man, stand up for it. But, you know, you just think like, damn, it's the president. They doing like this, like shit.
I think I'm going to defend Trump on this one. I don't think they should take it off, you know, because that reason that they're giving, they shouldn't be taken off because they gave him the star before he was a president. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know Trump's argument?
What?
Is that this is his argument in court, too. His argument is Donald Trump, quote unquote, is a character. So the character of Donald Trump that you see on TV, on The Apprentice, when you see him talking about grabbing girls by the pussy, that's Donald Trump. That's the character Donald Trump.
The so entertainer.
The character, like kind of like how a wrestler has the profile, how that's his image and that's his, you know, what he's
alter
all about.
Ego,
yeah, yeah, right. So Donald Trump, quote unquote, Donald Trump, him being misogynistic, him having that attitude of locker room talk, all of that is Donald Trump the character, not necessarily Donald Trump the person. So he hides behind that legally. So some of that in that is that Donald Trump the character that he plays and portrays as being a billionaire, all this kind of stuff, you know, him being, you know, how he treat women, all of that, that's a character he plays. That's what got him on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. But him, the true person who he also claims, that's what he hides behind in his tweets too. They say, well, they say his tweets are going to be his undoing in court. Like if he, some of the stuff he said in the past through Twitter can be held against him, he's trying to say, well, that was me, Trump, the entertainer, saying that. That's not me, Trump, the person or the president, which is kind of like a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It just sounds crazy to me that they're going to take it. I mean, if you're looking at it because it keeps being vandalized, that's different. That's a different story to me. I can see why, but
hello.
But if you're just taking it for the reason that he was just, for all the stuff he's doing, it's kind of like, yeah, you know, you can't, I don't know, kind of like 50-50 on that one, man. It's iffy, but you never know. But I bet you this guy was a Trump, I bet you this guy in the next story is a Trump supporter. Did y'all see that guy in Florida with the alligator? With the alligator going around?
The one who went about the beer?
Yeah, he went out and did a beer run with the alligator.
Or what?
Yeah, you didn't see that story?
Oh, no. Bro. He went and did a beer run with an alligator. He say they got another video of him and another guy. They say they were out cutting, doing yard work or whatever, working, and they saw it, and they just basically captured it, and they duct taped his mouth shut. It was like a little baby alligator, but he was. It wasn't like a baby. He was carrying it around. It was probably like
about
maybe 6 foot.
6 footer, yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah, so, but.
Baby alligator.
Yeah. But, you know, but they basically, he claims, though, now after it happened, he claims he was drunk and doesn't remember any of it. He don't remember any of it. But on one of the videos, you can see him describing how he caught it, how they caught it when they were cutting grass and they caught it. But they are actually both got arrested. And they're actually looking for another person in the video. Yeah. Just you know, when they caught it, they were, you know, they were like showing them, displaying it to a group of people, and they were just basically telling the story of how he caught the alligator. And one of the people in the video, he puts his foot on the alligator's neck, then he picks him up later and says, "Go Florida State," because, you know, Florida State versus Florida Gators.
Yeah.
So he was kind of, you know, talking a little trash there. But they're looking for him actually too to press charges just because of how he picked the alligator up by its neck and because he put his foot on the alligator. But I'm kind of like, man, if I see an alligator, I'm backing the hell up, even if it got duct tape on his mouth. That's just me. Now, I've been in Louisiana plenty of times. I've been on the bayou plenty of times. We shot a movie on the bayou in Alligator Alley over there by Baton Rouge. It was on an alligator farm, so we dealt with a lot of this. Yeah. I seen it, man. Look, I ain't tripping, though. I'm backing the fuck up. That's just me.
That's true, man. You know, and it's like, I've been to an alligator farm, and when I went to Orlando, when I was for WrestleMania, I went out there, and WWE took us out there, and then they took
who?
Us. WWE, the wrestling.
What's WWE?
Hey, man, you're fucking with my accent. Anyways, Goo.
Yo, I'm sorry, man.
You know, I would not want to be anywhere near an alligator, man. Them suckers, man, they're crazy, man. They don't give a rat's ass.
That's when Paul committed suicide in that movie, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you kill yourself or some shit?
Nah, that was a different movie. This movie, I died in every movie, though.
Yeah. Then Paul can't stay alive, man.
Hey, are you sure?
Check me out, IMDb, whatever it's called.
You probably the black dude, man. You know, the black guy drives, he dies in every movie. The black guy falls, the black guy in every movie.
I'm dying in the movie. First scene in the movie.
Well, which one we went to the haunted jailhouse?
That's the one where I died, first scene of the movie.
Okay. I gotta find out what movies are this, man.
That was called The Furnace. That was the
Are they on Netflix?
Yeah. You know, some of the movies, they go on and they go off on Netflix. So I don't know if they're on Netflix right now. That one's called The Furnace. Another one's called Alligator X or Predator X. They changed the name on what it's called.
The Iced Out Alligator. Because I've been watching that, The Flash on Netflix, man. I've been binge watching that, and they come up with some crazy characters, man.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, well, shout out to my boy Cron Don and Black Lightning.
Man,
Don, what's up, baby?
Man, you know what? Another thing, man, I want to.
He died too?
Nah, he a character on there.
Oh, okay. Well, he didn't die.
Yes, now that we're on the subject of, you know, passing away, man, you know, I want to give a big RIP. I knew of him. I heard his name. Was it Struggs?
C. Struggs, Six man. Struggs? Rest in peace, C. Struggs.
From Dallas,
sure.
Right? Yeah. Now, I didn't. I know he was an artist and everything, but I wasn't too familiar with his music. But I read that he was battling cancer, and was he battling it again?
I thought he said it was unexpectedly or some shit, right? Like he had just got told about it, and it just.
Yeah, it's sad.
I'm not sure. I don't want to speak on that.
Yeah,
I
mean, first of all, prayers, thoughts go to his whole family and his legacy. You know, everybody coming. You know, it's amazing to see people come to support.
Damn.
You know, because as the word got out that he was battling, first they said he had 2 months to live, and then they said he got 2 days to live, and then it happened, you know, pretty much 2 days later. But, you know, you see the everybody in the music industry from E-40, all just the people, just dads.
I
everybody
saw Khaled.
Khaled. Everybody showing love, showing support. Right before he passed, as he was, you know, before he passed, you would see that a lot of people showing him love and support, encouragement, you know, myself included, man. He's somebody, you know, I know a lot of his family. Shout out to Drew, everybody, you know, it's somebody, you know, they really dealing with on a personal level to us. You know, he was a rapper, but to them, that's still they cousin, they brother, they sister, they son. So, you know, our thoughts and prayers, you know, go with them.
Yeah,
for
man.
Sure, man. It's sad to see that. You know, he went by the name of the Fat Crip. There's a lot of memes of him working out. That's another inspiring thing. He was overweight. He was like he was pretty big. So to see him on there exercising, he got these workout videos. You know, a lot of people took it like it was a joke, but he wasn't doing this stuff to be funny, like to do skits. He was doing this stuff because he really was battling, fighting cancer. So just to see him on his workout videos, just personally, that was inspiring. Every time I see that, you know, it did always give me hope, inspiration for myself on my personal journey, and as it did to other people, just because he really was big. He was out there working to try to you know, to do something about it. You know what I'm saying? But you know, for sure. Big shout out to rest in peace, C. Struggs.
Man, that's what's up, man. You know, also, man, we want to give a big congratulations to Slim Thugger, man. 20-year anniversary he celebrated this weekend, man.
Thugger.
Man, Slim Thugger.
I mean, you up there, not saying that you're old or anything, Paul, but how many years you been in the industry?
Right after that, you know, he came in 98. You know, me and Camenia came in right in 99. You know, so we was right behind him, yeah, for sure, man. Big shout out to Slim Thug, you know, the whole way that we've been following him. I've been following his footsteps, man. Big shout out to my big bro.
Man, so, hey, man, we like to congratulate, give props on this dude, man. You know, like represent H-Town to begin with. You know, that's our number one thing, man. We all love, we got love for everybody. So that's a big thing, man. Did y'all see that crazy video of the black lady getting beat up by the nail salon girls?
No.
So
I had to log into Facebook to see the video, so no.
So, man, there's like a black lady, I guess, getting her nails done.
That's crazy, man.
And I guess she didn't like it or whatever, and then they all, like, you know, they having words. And
I think she was getting her eyebrows waxed.
Or something like that.
Yeah, and it was over a $5 bill. Basically, she said, you know, I'm not unhappy with how you did it. I don't know if they took too much off when they waxed it or whatever. She just didn't enjoy it. Whatever, she had a problem with it. And she was like, no, I'm not paying. It was over $5. She was like, no, I'm not paying for this. And then the shop owners got mad and pulled $5. That broom out. Yeah. That broom out on.
But I'm talking about.
Did somebody go to jail? Who went to jail?
They all went to jail.
Man, they were beating her because they were jumping her. Basically, it was like.
Damn.
Yeah, but they took her to jail too, I believe. But they took the person who, it was a male too, I think, in the video. It was a male in the video. They took all the people that beat her went to jail, but I think they took her to jail as well. And they let them off, no bail. I mean, they let them off on recognizance where they didn't charge them any bail or anything. They just let them out.
Shit, I can never get that lucky. But I have to get bail.
Yeah, but that's crazy, man, to see that over $5. That's the main thing that everyone is saying. This is over $5. Like, at what point is this matter of principle or what?
Who do you blame?
I mean, they say the customer is always right.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody's in there to scam you, that's one thing. But they say the customer is always right. If she legitimate went in there, whatever her legitimate claim is, she's unhappy with that. You got to charge that $5 to the game so that they'll come back. And they might, if you look, no charge, don't worry, you good. It's on us. We just want you to come back. She still might tip you that $5 anyway. But you know, they say the customers. That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
You know,
if I don't like something, I'm not gonna pay for it. Period. I'm not giving you this 20. Right, right. I'm not giving you 10, 50. I'm not giving you $15 and just say no.
If it's a legitimate argument, then yeah. You know,
it's something we deal with.
You like it or you don't is the way I'm looking at it.
When we sell them grills or jewelry, we do this. We deal with this all the time. When somebody come back, I don't want to say all the time, but we deal with this though. You know, this comes up where somebody wants something or they unhappy, whatever, and you got to deal with it. Most of the times, from the house got to take that loss. So you know, if this is this is on the people who was doing her. They shouldn't have pulled that broom out. They should have just let that $5 slide. Say. Charge it to the game, no charge. You unhappy, don't worry, we're gonna try to get you right, man. The customer's always right, man.
It is to an extent, you know what I'm saying? Because there's people, like you said, there's always people trying to pull scams and then whatever. You know, but I mean, to like, it was like 501 basically, man. That's not, you know, that's not like cool at all, man, you know. So to me, they're all at fault, you know, of course, for not using better judgment, but the lady had to defend herself. If it was five people coming at you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that's crazy. But see, you have a story here with a nail salon or the eyebrow place and all that beating the crap out of one lady. And then you sent another story about the Walmart employee, right?
Right, right.
Go ahead and tell us about that story.
Oh, man, I don't have my phone with the details.
It was
a disabled girl.
A disabled female went in to try to get it with her nails done.
Right. She got denied because her hand shook. She had whatever scoliosis, I don't know, whatever disease.
Whatever she has. Right. And then the Walmart employee saw that they were doing that to her. And I guess, like, right inside the little restaurant?
Oh, yeah, like, sometimes they have, in Walmart, they have nail shops and shit.
Yeah, so I guess the girl was in a wheelchair, and they went in there, and they told her they wouldn't do her nails or whatever, forever, whatever the reason was. And the
messed up.
The Walmart employee saw that.
Wasn't that a boycott of the nail place?
Well, they fucked up. You know, the thing that really touched my heart that, you know, reminds me that the way you deal with hate is love, is not to return hate. When someone's hating on you, I'm not saying that you got to show them, you got to kiss somebody's ass. That's not what I'm saying. But the way you cure hate is always through love. It's not with more hate. So the end of this story, man, the girl, she said the woman who worked at Walmart said she had already seen her in the past a few times and had helped her a few times with her shopping because she couldn't grab a certain thing for whatever reason or just whatever. She just had helped her in the past.
Like a friend.
Right. Yeah. So she saw this and she was like, you know what? I got you. Just pick out a color. And she went and picked out a color and she just did it on the spot. And that the woman, she said she personally was shaking when she did it because she was like, damn, I better not fuck up. So she is. and then after she did it, she said the girl didn't shake at all when she did it. She just did her nails and it, you know, they ended up becoming even better friends. But both of the people, the thing that really just, you know, kind of, you know, touched my heart, man, was to see here. They said that, nah, we don't want no hate to go toward the salon. We don't want nobody to boycott them. We don't want to show them love. They said they don't want to show them no hate, and they don't want nobody to get fired because of this. They just want more awareness to come that you can deal with this a certain way.
Yeah. I mean, and it was pretty cool because, like you said, the Walmart employee, and she didn't do it to get, like, famous or anything. Somebody happened to take a video of it or a picture, and that's what...
They did it in the Subway area of Walmart.
Like, so the restaurant, the Subway that they have
restaurant, in, yeah, the Subway restaurant employee is the one who took the picture and put it on Facebook, and then the kind of story spread.
Man, that's awesome, man. So, you know, hey, that's like the good feel stories right there, man. You know, we like to always end the show with a positive story because, you know, so much stuff going on in the world. We want to show people, you know, there's a lot of good also going in the world too. So
that's right.
That's what we're talking about. Once again, man, I got to remind you, man, Paul, when are you doing your school drive supply, your supply drive?
Yeah. It's coming up August 19th, Sunday, August 19th, Sunday, August 19th. It's going to be from 1 to 6 p.m., 2201 Preston, the Preston Theater, August 19th, Sunday, August 19th, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. And, you know, we want to help people out, man. So, you know, if you have it in your heart and you can afford it, and, you know, make sure you can come donate some supplies, you know, some school supplies.
Or pick up some school supplies.
Yeah, you know. No doubt. just remember, man, we're trying to do good for the community. Paul's trying to do good for the community.
For sure.
The whole Chile and the Champ show is going to be out there. We're going to be supporting, and we're going to be having all the details at chileandthechamp.com, on social media, at the Chile, at Paul Wall, baby, at goo_Hefner with two F's, right?
Two F's.
That's what I'm talking about. So anything else I missed, fellas? Y'all want to say anything before we get out of here?
Chile and the Champ.
Yes, sir.
With goo Hefner.
Palabra.